So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
After hours, Loogie in the late night, you and I need to have a three-way. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Is that recorded, Tommy, asking Tommy anything? So this is a new segment here on After Hours, debut of it. If it goes well, it'll be something that we'll do probably once a week, especially when I'm on 7 p.m. to midnight. And we're going to call it Ask Tommy Anything. We're going to give you, the audience, the opportunity, the floor, to ask me really anything that's on your mind. I mean, there's a couple topics, you can probably guess what they are, that we're not going to discuss. But really, outside of a few, ask me anything you want, whether it's on the line. I see you guys are all waiting to go. We'll get to you in 1 second. Or on Twitter. At Tommy Lugauer, L-U-G-A-U-E-R. So we're going to do that now for, we'll see how long it goes. It could be 5 minutes, could be an hour. We'll see. If it's fun, if it's great radio, we'll keep doing it. And if it's whatever, we'll move on and we'll pivot back to Tucker and John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, the whole deal. So again, at Tommy Lugauer, L-U-G-A-U-E-R. And you can call the station now for the next, you know, however minutes we do this. That phone number is 888-808-1019 on Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Case in High Point, New Jersey. What's up, Case?
Loogie!
What do you hear? What do you say? What's going on?
Yeah, it's good to see you in a new role. Congratulations. All the best to Keith, Sal, BT, that whole deal. So that kind of leads me to the question of, what's your take on the future of radio, right? You have so much competition with technologies, emerging technologies, podcasts. If you were to tell a kid coming out of college or even yourself, back then, would you go traditional radio route and the success that you're having now, or would you think about, you know, doing the podcast stuff, or what, you know, where does radio go in your opinion?
Well, Case, that's a great question. Great question off the bat. I would first say, if you want to work less hours, do a podcast. I have a buddy that works a podcast. I do more hours in a night than he does all week. I kid. I know that radio is changing, and I know there's been a lot of changes even here. And I've been, you know, I came in when it was Boomer and Carton and Summers and Mike and Joe and Evan, and things have changed so much from when even I started, let alone back in the day when WFAN just got started in the Imus days, the whole nine, Mike and the Mad Dog. What I would say is this: radio, sports talk radio, will always, always have a place and will always have a home in New York. Always. The amount of people, the passion, and I don't know if you've noticed this or not, there's traffic everywhere. Everywhere. And I understand there's other options, but you just can't recreate, like, podcasts are great. You know, I know we're in an attention society where we lack a lot of it, and, you know, you just want to watch something on TikTok. Like, I know there's people that just consume our station on via the clips, and that's why some people are like, I hate Tommy. Give me 5 hours on the air and listen to me, and I guarantee you won't. I'm not saying anything against our digital department because they do a great job and the clips are great. But if you just consume 10 seconds of it, you don't really get everything that makes me amazing and a generational talent. I think radio is very healthy and it will always be sports talk radio healthy in New York because of the passion, the amount of people, the amount of teams, the amount of traffic. And there's just a certain thing that you don't get on podcasts that you get on radio. The callers, the instant reaction, it's live. Like, it is live. And I know some podcasts can be live too. I'm not saying that, but there's just something about radio. And it's so personal. Like, you and I right now are at a bar. We're having a drink and we're talking sports. If you see me at a Met game or you see me at Penn Station, it's like we know each other, even though we've never met. And that relationship, to me, is something that is so powerful and so strong. And everybody that says, well, you know, radio's this. Oh, really? Every time we do something over here at WFAN, the internet just explodes because people care about it. And people care about this place and they care about sports talk radio. So in my advice, I jokingly said, if you want to work less hours, get a podcast. My advice to anybody out there right now, and I know there's a lot of you out there. This is a great time to be in the business. People will tell you it's a bad time. It's a great time. You know why? It used to be intern, work here. Like, I had to work my way up the ladder. I got busted my ass here for a million years. I interned. And then when I got a job, everybody thought I was still an intern on Boomer and Carton because everything I did was the functions of an intern. I think even Boomer and Carton thought I was an intern. And then I did a million jobs here, hosted, and now look where I am. That's because that was the nature of the business when I started. Now, as long as you get your voice out there, you can build a brand. So my advice would be is to know your audience, corner a market, build your brand, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether it's TikTok, whether you go out in the street and you host a radio show, YouTube, podcast, whatever the case may be, call the radio. Find a way to get yourself out there and market yourself because you can get discovered and make millions. I mean, these influencers, who are they influencing? Somebody's being influenced because they're getting paid millions of dollars to post pictures of themselves on Instagram. Imagine. Could you imagine if you were hot 30 years ago, you would be like, damn, I wish I was hot now because I could be an influencer. What are you influencing? You're attractive. That's it. But still, the internet has opened up. It's the Wild West now. And it's such a great time for radio, for podcasting, for everything. So don't let anybody tell you it's a bad time for it. It's a great time for it because you could be self-made. You don't have to work your way up the ladder. You could become an instant success right away and get noticed by a major one of these. You know where all the major companies are. You don't have to, me to tell you. Obviously, we are one of them. So we'll just stick with us. And you get noticed and you become right here on the radio, or you could have your own thing, your own niche, and things will always change. But one thing will remain the same. We'll always love sports. We'll always be passionate about it, and you'll always look at this place as like I'm a bartender. Like, you're coming down to sit down, have a drink, and talk sports. Let's go to, this is Ask Tommy Anything on the Fan. Let's go to Matt in Lindenhurst. What's up, Matt?
How are you, Loogie? Big time fan over here.
Thank you.
I wanted to spin zone it a little bit and see if you had anything to ask for me. I was talking about drones before. I'm an NYPD drone pilot, and I know you're one of the biggest drone enthusiasts out there. And all the same stuff going on in New Jersey. I was wondering if you had any questions about the drones.
Yeah, well, I where'd they go would be one. And number two,
okay.
Yeah, where did they go? That's a big question for me.
Yeah, so what I was in the trenches out there every night. They had us flying the drones. Mm-hmm. The police department had us flying the drones. Just like precautionary drone flights out there in New Jersey, which made absolutely no sense. But every time we flew the drones, we would get called, the cops called on us that there's guys flying drones in the park. And I just think it was a whole media thing and the whole thing got taken out of hand.
Really? Yeah, because you know what it was too, Matt? And I don't know where you land on this. And I know where I land on it, but I don't know where you land on it. There is a portion of our society that is so determined and sure that there is other life out there and that there are aliens.
And yeah, really, honestly, to me at this point, if they were to hit us, it would hit us already, honestly. Yeah.
Now, I've worked with Evan Roberts, so part of me thinks he might be an alien. But, you know, I'm teasing. But but you're right. Like, it's one of those things, Matt, where people see the drones in the sky, and they want the salacious story. They want it to be something more. They want it to be a movie. They don't want to just hear that, all right, it's for our own protection, or if it's just like a zoning or whatever the heck they're doing. People want to believe that aliens are either here or they're coming. And my thing always with that is, why in every single story from somebody who has had an interaction, whether it's a, I have to have Scazzeri explain this to me, a fifth encounter of the sixth time or the ninth encounter of the third time or a close encounter of the eighth time, why are these people always in like North Dakota or in the wilderness? Like, how come an 18-foot-tall alien doesn't walk through a crowded mall and get an Aunt Annie's pretzel? Why is that always the case? It's always in a dark area with not a lot of people. It's never in Times Square. Like, when the ball drops and Russell Wilson's out there with Ryan Seacrest, how come the alien doesn't pop up then? They always pop up in a place like Montana, in a campground where two people are there. I'm not saying you have to take a selfie with one of these guys, but you would think that somebody would have more proof than, yeah, I saw one, and please believe me.
They don't want to go near a lot of people. That's the problem.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
Yes,
you have no idea what an alien, if they're coming from outer space, how in God's name would you have any feel? What if they want to be an influencer? What if whatever planet they're on right now, they're looking down at all these, you know, 20-year-old Instagram influencers that have 5 billion followers and are millionaires, no joke, or they check out the OnlyFans models and they're like, there's probably a market for an alien posting his feet or her feet online and I could get millions of dollars for this, and they come here and they want to be social.
Well, I don't know. Well, the money doesn't matter to the alien because dollars might not translate to the alien currency.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right on that. I don't know what the currency would be, but I think that they could, once they become...
They're honestly probably laughing at us at our, like, lack of technology.
And well, sure. That's also true, too. If they were here, they wouldn't just be flying drones around. And when they do get here, if they ever get here, and I don't think they exist, but if they do exist, they wouldn't just fly around. They would let us know that they're here. All right, this is Ask Tommy Anything. So you can ask me anything you want. You already saw us a couple examples there. Future radio, drones, aliens. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You could also hit me up at Tommy Lugaur, Lugaur, on Twitter. Now, here's one from Twitter. This person asks, here's a fun one. Wife allows for one night, so hall pass. Sydney Sweeney, Jennifer Lawrence, or Alexandra, and I apologize if I'm screwing up her last name, Daddario. And I looked her up. She was on White Lotus and I believe True Detective, the first season. Now, this is a great question. And I think of the movie Ocean's 11, where George Clooney asked the character of Don Cheadle, Bowser, I believe his name was. He goes, not Bowser. Was it Bowser? Whatever. The point is, he asked him a
question. Bowser's from Super Mario.
Yeah, I know. I forgot.
He's the dinosaur.
Yeah, who cares? You're right. It is the dinosaur. It was something similar to that. But so basically, George Clooney asked Don Cheadle to blow up, you know, Vegas to put the power out. And he said, do you want blind, broke, or bedlam? And Clooney says, how about all three? So in this question, how about all three? Like, do I have to pick? I mean, I got multiple arms. I mean, if you're giving me Sid or Lawrence or Alexandra, I would go three. I would go all three. But if I had to pick, you know the deal here. It's going to be Sydney Sweeney. That would be the ultimate hall pass for me. All right, it is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to John and Brick. What's up, John?
Good answer, Tom. Good answer. Before I ask my question, next holiday, watch 29th Street if you never saw it.
29th Street. Now, this is a movie or this is a film, yeah?
No, it's a movie. Anthony LaPaglia and Danny Aiello.
Okay.
29th Street.
All
it's
right.
A Christmas movie. Watch it.
Okay.
Here's my question.
That'll be at the end of the year. Yeah.
Got it. Speed question. Tupac or Biggie?
Wow. That is a great question, John. Wow. That is so... And I'm not even sitting here like trying to waffle because Biggie obviously is from here and I would be doing him a our area disservice if I picked Tupac. Wow. For me, it's Biggie. It's close though. It's razor thin. I would go Biggie. I also would go Nas over Jay-Z. I just asked myself that question, but that's what I would go there. I would go Biggie, slight edge. But the thing about, like, Tupac, whenever he hit the mic and you heard him, it was just, like, so electric. Like, he just had such, and so Biggie had it too. They were just so charismatic. And I'm not saying that, and I'm not doing the get off my lawn, because I'm not. But they just had this type of, they're larger than life. And maybe it's also because of the way they died. But they are just like mythical people. And when you hear them, both of them, and they're just so phenomenal that...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It just it gives you chills when you hear their music. Now that we're on the hip-hop thing, to me, and this is one that I think is a hot take, 50 Cent is the bigger act. I'm not going to take anything away from him. Pound for pound, as a lyricist, I would take Lloyd Banks. That's just me. Obviously, 50 Cent has had a better career. I'm not going to say he's had one of the biggest careers ever as a hip-hop artist. I would take Lloyd Banks. And then there was another thing, and I forgot. I forgot which magazine. Maybe it was Rolling Stone. And this was a couple years ago, and they voted on the best hip-hop groups of all time. Hip-hop groups of all time. And... Jeez, I'm like blanking on the guys from Atlanta now. I'm forgetting their name. Come on, Rosie. This is your time to remember the, you know what I mean. Sorry, Miss Jackson. Outkast.
Outkast, so 150,000.
Yeah, so Outkast. That's all right. We're doing a five-hour show here. Sometimes I get a little stonot, a little brain fart. They picked Outkast. First of all, Outkast to me is not a group. They're a duo. The best hip-hop group of all time is the Wu-Tang Clan. Let's go to, this is Ask Tommy Anything here on The Fan. So we've done some music, we've done some radio, we've done some drones, some aliens. You can hit me up on Twitter about it, at Tommy Lugauer. Let's go to Connor in Hoboken. What's up, Connor?
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much.
What do you got for me, man?
All right, I wanted to hear your take on who do you think is going to win the NBA MVP this year.
The NBA MVP? Great question. Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson will win the NBA MVP. It's Knicks in 26. He will win the MVP. You can make a strong case for, obviously, what Cunningham is doing in Detroit. But to me, and the reason I say this, and obviously, yeah, of course I'm going to be biased. I want the Knicks to get the one seed. I think it's very important. Look how great they've played at home this year as opposed to on the road. So it is important to me as a Knicks fan to get that number one overall seed. I don't want the two, because I have a buddy of mine. It doesn't matter what seed we have. Really? It doesn't? At one, you get one of these crappy teams from the play-in tournament. You get home court throughout. I don't know if I was saying home field. I meant home court. You get home court throughout. And this is how it works. Let me remind everybody how it works. You get the one seed. You have home court. You win your division. You roll through the playoffs. And you win the title. Not this crap where we're the four seed and we got to, you know, battle our way. No, I want the top seed. And I want Jalen Brunson to win the MVP. This is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Bruce in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
How you doing tonight? Hey, Tommy, this is a really good segment. It's like kind of like a break. You know, it's like it's interesting.
Yeah, it's a palate cleanser, and I think it's
cleanser.
It's a chance for all of us to like. Sometimes we get a little bit too wrapped up in the sports, and you could ask sports questions. The last person did, but I think it's a way also for everybody to get to know me more on a more humanize me, and we can learn each other's everything. And I think we could put it all out on the table, and we could get to know each other better because I know it's a new time slot. I know everybody doesn't know me yet, so it's a good way to kind of Like, you go on a date and you ask the 10 questions. So, what do you got, Bruce? Because we got a lot of people that are up here.
Right. Tommy, did you go to a lot of raves when you were a kid? You seem like, you're into Star Wars. You're into the EDM,
Yeah.
Were you, like, a big participant in the raves? And could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, the parts that I can remember, I absolutely could. Yes. Yes. I was a big fan of going to raves or to festivals. The big one here in the city for me, and it's no longer open, although somebody sent me something on Twitter that the people that are like the Pacha people are buying Brooklyn Mirage. I might have that wrong, so somebody could correct me on social media. But Pacha was a club here in the city that didn't even really get going until like 2 a.m. And they were like the starters of it. I mean, they had after hours, 4 a.m., a new DJ would come on. I went to a lot of concerts, EDM concerts, Electric Zoo, Electric Daisy Carnival. Big fan of the raves. To explain them to you, I mean, it's a bunch of people walking around, whatever, and with the lollipops. And let me put it to you this way. If you were to throw a rave and you wanted to sell alcohol, you wouldn't make any money. If you sold gum and lollipops, you'd make a ton of money. Now, I'm not saying I partook in any of that stuff, but I did go to the raves. I loved the music. Obviously, I liked the women that were there, and it was a great time, and I'm big on the vibes. So, yes, I did attend a lot of raves. Someone asked me on Twitter here, your favorite Jersey Shore character. What a great question. I do love Jersey Shore. I like the earlier seasons better, but still, they built an empire there. Great, great, great question. Paulie D. Paulie D is my favorite, not just because he's a DJ, but just the funny lines, like, he's in mad creep mode and the grenade whistle. And Paulie was just that guy. And when you think about the person going out of the Jersey Shore and you close your eyes, they look like Paulie D. It's my new haircut. My boys were all going out. They got the same haircuts. Like, and that bit was out before Jersey Shore. So whoever came up with that, they were geniuses because that was just the Jager bombs, hilarious. This was in the early days of YouTube. I was in college, just the funniest stuff ever. But that was, my boys are coming out. They all got the same haircuts, and they had the Paulie D haircuts. When I was growing up, going out to clubs, going out to, like, Mulcahy's on, like, Monday nights in the summer, that's where there was button downs with insultingly bright colors and like offensively big collars, and all the guys had the Paulie D haircut where it took them an hour and a half to do their hair, and they had the greatest tans even in December because they were going with the fake tan. Paulie D with the white watch, like he had that great line which I use on the air, like, girls don't come out in the winter, like, it's cold weather. Like, Paulie D is just like everything that's like fun and music and the Jersey Shore. Shout out to the Jersey Shore too. Favorite spot down the Jersey Shore. You already know it. DJs, you can sprinkle my ashes there. One of the great establishments of all time. The vibe, the girls, the location, the music, everything about it is just, you can't match the energy and feeling that you get when you're inside that place. Let's go to, this is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to John in Belmar, New Jersey. Speaking of DJs, let's go to John in Belmar, New Jersey. What's up, John?
Tommy, what's up? DJ is the best spot. I agree. Spread my ashes there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, all right, here's my question. You can go back in time and reverse any bad moment from your favorite sports teams.
Yep.
What would the moment be?
That's an easy one. Game one.
Go ahead.
Subway World Series, Yankees Mets.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that would be, because to me, John, that, and I appreciate the call, that loss still eats at me. I have never in my life, before that or after that, contemplated never watching sports again. I did on that night. Whether it's Timo Perez, Paul O'Neill, Jose Vizcaino. When I grew up, Jose Vizcaino was a Met. And now Jose Vizcaino is at Yankees Old Timers Day. So it's bad enough that we lost that game, but then it was Vizcaino who stuck it to us. So I would reverse that entire moment. Well, I mean, there's so many. I know I just gave that one. Starks not getting blocked by Olajuwon. There would be a statue outside Citi Field of Endy Chavez if they had won that game because they're beating the Tigers in the World Series. And I remember being at college for that, and Aaron Heilman and Yadier Molina and the whole deal. So those three immediately come to my mind right away. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It is Ask Tommy Anything. Somebody, I assume this is an Ask Tommy Anything for head coach Antonio Pierce or Spags. I would go neither. I need a head coach. I know both have experience, but they don't have good experience. I would love either one of them on the staff. If I could get Antonio Pierce on the Giants staff, I'm all for that, 110%. And same with Spags. I mean, Spags is going to the Hall of Fame as a DC, and Antonio Pierce, we know the ties to the Giants. Alpha in the room, the voice. I would love him manning this defense. But to me, it's either Harbaugh or McCarthy as the head coach. I would like Miami Mike or even maybe Brian Daboll as the offensive coordinator. And then Antonio Pierce would be great as the DC. Let's go to Chris in Queens on Ask Tommy Anything. What's up?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Tommy, thanks for taking my call. I just want to ask you, what do you got for dinner tonight?
Okay, so I appreciate that, Chris. Dinner tonight for me, which my wife made, and if you missed it last night, I got all sensitive about Rosenberg asking me what I was having for dinner because I don't know what I'm having for dinner. My wife will cook me meals. She will then put it in the fridge, cover it with tinfoil, and then leave me instructions on how to heat it up. Now, I've said this before, and I say this with love. She's a dingbat. She puts on the little Post-it, heat up in the air fryer. I go, heat up in the air fryer? Well, we got a microwave here. What are you talking about? We're working a candlelight. You think there's an air fryer at WFAN? There's no air fryer. So whatever you're giving me, I'm putting in the microwave. But she'll lay out all these instructions, but she won't say what the food is. And I'm too lazy to open up and check the tinfoil. So I don't know what I'm eating that night until I'm eating it. So tonight, it was pasta, rigatoni, with meatballs, essentially, but like grated, in a sense, meatballs, like chopped up meatballs, with cheese and... What else was in there? I ate it like I was going to the electric chair. I ate it really fast because it was during a break, but it was excellent. I got to tell you, my wife is just an amazing cook. She really is. She's got her flaws, but the cook stuff is amazing. But that's what I had tonight because the thing she originally had on the menu, I'm not kidding, had like 7 steps. She wrote on the Post-it, follow instructions. And then the instructions were on the food. And I told her, I'm like, I'm not Gordon Ramsay. You know, I'm not going to be preparing a big meal. I'm sitting here. It's me and Rosenberg, literally. They're the only two people here. I have 3 minutes during a break to inhale the food. Like, I'm not under. There's no game tonight. I had to run in here. I had to prepare. So give me something that's quick and easy to eat. But tonight was delicious. Love the pasta. Big pasta guy. I would say death row meal. Ooh. It would either be pizza. Of course, can't go wrong with pizza. Can I have pizza and Cinnabons or vanilla ice cream with Oreos chopped up in it? That would be good too. Or rigatoni and chicken parm. Or, you know, when you get like the spicy rigatoni with Fra Diablo with the shellfish and all that stuff. Sign me up. And I could dip my bread in it. I want to dip myself in that. That's what I mean. I am half Italian. I know you don't think I am because of Lou Gower, but genius. My mom is Italian, so I'm 50% Italian. There's maybe nothing. Well, there's a few things, but there's not many things better than dipping bread in sauce. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. This is Ask Tommy Anything. Let's go to Rolando in Queens. What's happening?
Luby, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
So my question is one of my favorite films of all time, and I'm almost certain it's yours as well. The Sandlot. So my question for you in The Sandlot, who's your favorite character in The Sandlot and what's your favorite scene in the film?
Great
question. I'll hang up so I can listen. I appreciate for you taking the call.
No, I appreciate you asking that. I mean, how could it not be Wendy Peppercorn? I mean, that's probably my favorite character in the whole entire thing. I just like the dynamic there with Squints and Wendy. You are sort of right. I wouldn't call The Sandlot one of my favorite movies, but of course, you're growing up as a kid, you love baseball, and it was right in our, I assume we're around the same age in our generation, and it, Baby Ruth, you keep telling me about her. Who is she? It is an absolute must-watch for any young boy or girl that just, because it's summer, it's baseball, it's a tremendous, James Earl Jones, it's phenomenal, but yeah, I mean, how is it not Wendy Peppercorn? I mean, it's absolutely Wendy Peppercorn. You got a fireplace? Yeah, get rid of that hat. I think I screwed the lineup, but I was close. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Ask Tommy Anything. We're wrapping up on the segment here. We'll get back to your calls. I see a lot of them on the Giants. We will get back into the sports world, the big stories here. But I just want to wrap it up here because I know I just mentioned Lloyd Banks. So let's go to Joe in Bayshore. What's up, Joe?
Tommy, what's up? Congrats on the new show.
Thank you.
Love it. Lloyd Banks, such a great poll. You said that he's your favorite?
No, what I said was is that, so I actually have two takes on it. It's almost like a two-part take.
Okay.
Everybody like thinks like, all right, with G-Unit, it's 50 Cent. Yes, he's the biggest star. He's made the most amount of money. For my money, though, the best lyricist in that group is Lloyd Banks.
And did you come up on the mixtapes when Banks was like 50 Cent is the future? Banks has the Carl Banks jersey. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
he's wearing the number 58.
Yes, that was right in my wheelhouse that time period. And Lloyd is just like fire on the mic. And the other one too, Joe, just to marry it. It's not the same, but it's Destiny's Child. I understand the appeal of Beyonce. I'm not going to argue that. But for my money, both talent and appearance, give me Kelly Rowland every day of the week. Now, that might be a hot take, but I think Kelly Rowland is so good and so underrated. It's tough. I mean, you're in a group with Beyonce. It's tough to, break out. But she's did a lot of stuff with David Guetta in her career after Destiny's Child. Kelly Rowland doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody, any measurable thing that you want to talk about here on After Hours, whether it's looks, whether it's her talent. She is sensational. So to me, those are and I get it, Beyonce way more successful, 50 Cent way more successful, but those are two of the most successful people of all time in music, certainly of my generation. But give me Lloyd as far as lyricist. I think he's a better rapper, and I think Kelly Rowland, for my money, is better than Beyonce. All right, I think that was pretty successful. 888-808-1019. If you'd like to ask Tommy anything, you can hit me up on Twitter. You could talk to Rosie. We'll, maybe mix them in throughout the shows coming up. But this will be something we do, maybe not always at 10 o'clock. We'll kind of try different time slots to see if it works better in different time slots. But I thought that was great. And I really appreciate the questions and the conversation. That'll be something we will do most likely when I'm on, 7 p.m. to midnight. And I'll promote it. I'll put it out on Twitter, and I'll say it on the air so you'll know when to look out for it. But we'll get back to the main sports stories now. 888-808-1019. I'll give my, I'll reset my takes on the Jets, Burrow, Tomlin, Harbaugh, the Mets, Kyle Tucker. A lot to do. It's after hours. Loogie in the late night. Got you till midnight here on the fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.